matters most, not in the spotlight, but beside you. We have learnt that trust is built quietly, through consistency, through keeping our word, through showing up even when it's difficult. From our first policy to every promise kept since, 12 years have shaped who we are. And as we look ahead, one thing remains unchanged: our commitment to protect what matters to you. A-Plus General Insurance. 12 years of trust.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back-to-school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. Visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
2 Malawian miners trafficked into Zambia rescued by police in Eastern Province. Efforts underway to restore Great East Road link after flood damage. In global news, Thailand and Cambodia agree ceasefire after weeks of deadly clashes. Good afternoon and welcome to the Phoenix FM main news at 13 hours. My name is Constance Mwezina Mwinga. The details. Police in Eastern Province have rescued two Malawian miners who were trafficked from Chinji in Malawi to Kalunga village in Chipata district. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robert Zonmumba has confirmed the development, saying the victims, 12-year-old Chisomo Mwale and 10-year-old Henson Banda, were lured into a vehicle by unknown men on December 23, 2025 in Malawi and brought into Zambia to herd cattle. Mr. Mwemba says Chisomo, one of the victims, managed to escape on December 24, 2025 and alerted his parents, who reported the incident to Mwami Border Police Station. He says police officers later rescued Henson Banda on December 26, 2025 and apprehended a 25-year-old Malawian suspect identified as Chifundo Banda, who admitted to trafficking the minors. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect claimed he was acting on behalf of a Zambian national, Leonard Mbewe. In a statement, Mr. Mwemba has disclosed that the minors have since been handed over to their parents and investigations are ongoing. Government has disclosed that efforts to reconnect Eastern Province following the washing away of culverts at Kakumba area in Rufunfe district after a heavy downpour on Thursday are underway. With placement of culverts on a temporary detour that crosses the same stream reaching 60%, Lusaka Province Principal Public Relations Officer Logic Lukwanda has attributed the delay in completing the detour to continued heavy rains in the area, which have slowed progress despite engineers and agencies accelerating works. Mr. Lukwanda says the Road Development Agency, RDA, and the Zambia National Service, ZNS, commenced repair works the day after the incident, with engineers working through the night to fast-track restoration, with priority to carefully place culverts to ensure the detour withstand ongoing stream flows and meet safety standards before reopening by late afternoon today. He says following the failure of the culverts on Thursday, motorists remained stranded on either side of the washout, with buses exchanging passengers and goods while some vehicles are making U-turns to seek alternative routes. Mr. Lukwanda adds that in the meantime, the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU in Rufunfe, has deployed mobile toilets and an ambulance to assist hundreds of people affected by the disruption.
So heavy rains have delayed the reconnection of the Great East Road at the Kankumba stream in Rufunfe districts, where culverts were washed away on Thursday afternoon. Initially, traffic was expected to begin flowing through a detour being put up by the Road Development Agency and the Zambia National Service. Works commenced yesterday, and engineers miners continued working throughout the night despite the heavy pouring of the rains to try and ensure traffic restoration as soon as possible. So the placing of culverts on the Jitwa, that is crossing the same stream, is underway as works have reached 60% before the diversion is ready for traffic. Engineers on the ground have projected that traffic will be restored late afternoon today as speed in terms of works has been prioritized.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Union, ZCTU, has clarified that the collective bargaining for public service workers will soon be concluded. ZCTU President Blake Mulala says he was quoted out of context when he recently warned that workers' rights to collective bargaining are increasingly under threat, particularly in the public service where negotiations are tightly constrained. Mr. Mulala has told Phoenix News that following an engagement with President Hakainde Hichilema over the delays in the bargaining process, the head of state assured that some technical issues that have caused the delay will soon be resolved. And over the setting of limits, Mr. Mulala says ZCTU was only expressing concern over the delay in setting the parameters, eroding the real wages on the bargaining process. He explains that the setting of limits is done by the Emolument Commission, which is at the center of the bargaining process.
We did clarify that during the Betu's engagement with the head of state, we engaged him over the issue of the delayed negotiations, and he assured us that there were some technical issues which he didn't want to disclose to the public yet. And we also, I think, thanked the public service workers to say thank you for your patience, but very soon we are going to have a breakthrough over these negotiations.
In more news, the Bank of Zambia, BOZ, has officially enforced the use of local currency in local transactions effective 26 December 2025. In February 2024, the central bank announced that it was considering taking measures to operationalize the use of the kwacha for domestic transactions. BOZ Assistant Director Communications, Beth Nakmanza, says this has been done in exercise of the powers contained in Sections 18 and 73 of the Bank of Zambia Act 2022. In a statement, Ms. Mwanza emphasizes that the move is intended to stabilize the kwacha, promote its use in everyday transactions, and ensure that the economy remains on a strong footing. She has, however, clarified that the rules do not apply to international transactions, therefore payments for imports or exports are unaffected. The Ministry of Justice is urging citizens in the country to take interest in any amendment of the law. The appeal follows the persistent public references to the Constitution, a change as Bill No. 7 of 2025, despite its assent into law, a practice the ministry says risks causing misinformation. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer John Kadani has described the ongoing use of the old bill reference as evidence that many citizens have not examined the final text and its implications. Mr. Kadani says continued reference of the law as Bill 7 highlights a broader need for people to read enacted laws.
So we take notice that people have continued to call the Constitution amendment as Bill number 7 of 2025. But as Attorney General, Mr. Mulilo Kabesha, State Council guided that once a bill has been assented to, it ceases to be called a bill, but now it becomes an act of parliament. And it shall be read as one with the main constitution. It is important that for citizens that to take interest when the amendments or when the changes in the law, that people should take an interest and be able to read for themselves.
We now take a quick break. We'll return shortly. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What live, on air, and online.
In international stories, defense ministers of both Thailand and Cambodia say the two countries have agreed to an immediate ceasefire. The two sides have agreed to freeze the front lines where they are now and allow civilians living in border areas to return home, halting almost 3 weeks of intense clashes in which dozens of people have been killed and nearly 1 million displaced. The ceasefire took effect at noon local time today. We monitored the BBC for this and other global stories.
A ceasefire has come into force along the border between Thailand and Cambodia, where weeks of clashes have displaced 1 million people from their homes. The 72-hour truce was agreed by the two countries' defense ministers following extensive diplomacy by Chinese officials. Russian attacks on Kyiv and its surrounding region have killed at least one person and injured dozens more. Power has been cut to hundreds of thousands of residents. The barrage came a day before.